And this evening we celebrate the vigil of the great and wonderful feast of Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, the days in which the Son of God made man, Jesus Christ our Lord, through the compliance of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, saved the world, that is, you and me, and all those who hear him, that is, listen and obey him. So today we begin these sacred days, so sacred that we call it, in all the languages, Holy Week. Edomada Santa, Semana Santa, Settimana Santa. These days are holy and sacred to God, and they are holy and sacred to his church. We, who are his children, who have been saved by his suffering. And so we begin in reading the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this year, it is a Passion according to the evangelist St. Luke, the beloved physician. And of course, there's much more. And the other evangelists also give us different versions of the same Passion with different aspects of the same event as they saw it from different ways. So we commemorate his Passion and see how he sets everything in motion. And of course, this is an anticipation because we will be celebrating these events on Thursday night when our Lord will celebrate the Last Supper, the first Mass, when he will give us the most holy sacraments of the priesthood and the Eucharist, because without a priest, there is no Eucharist. And thus, with these gifts that he gives us, these apostles and disciples were thus, by the Word of God, ordained bishops and priests of the Church, will grant to the Church and all their descendants, to now and to the end of time, the holy gifts that are given to us, in particular the sacraments which he has given to them one by one, and still more, and of course these two sacraments, which are the most important sacraments, for we will receive the holy sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, in the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. And this takes place from the power that is given to the hands of those who have been ordained priests. And this we shall celebrate with great love, reverence, and pomp and circumstance this coming Thursday. But it's not just glory. That glory will end in the episodes about which we have just heard. The episodes of the beginning of the Passion. Christ, our Lord, is betrayed by one of those 12 men, one of the 12 apostles, one of the first 12 bishops of the Church. Should anything else surprise us, Judas Iscariot, who was not interested in the spiritual things, as many are still not interested in the spiritual things, but he was interested in the money bag, and he was the treasurer, so he was most interested in the money bag. And then, of course, we go forth after the first Mass, and it was the first Mass in which the apostles and disciples were there together around the table of the Last Supper, which is now kept in the Basilica of St. John at the Lateran, the Cathedral of Rome, the head church of all the churches in the world and in Rome. Around that holy and sacred table, he celebrates the first Mass. He celebrates the first ordination. And of course, we are we have and are preparing for the ordination of our young men. We have, as of this point, about 25 or 27 who are preparing for ordination, two, one in just a couple of weeks, and the other one in a few years, but nevertheless already in preparation, that preparation which began 2,000 years ago with the first ordination, with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And all the wonderful gifts, the sacraments, the mysteries which are given to us by our Lord. But all this happens within the context of this horrible suffering, this horrible humiliation, which our Lord endures for love of us. I assure you, he did not enjoy it. In fact, in the Gospels and the Passions we see, as we have seen and we have just heard, Father, if it be thy will, let this chalice, that is, suffering of the Passion, pass from me. But not as I will, but as thou dost will. And of course, there is no answer, because the answer is in the very fact, in the very deed. And so it continues, and we see the horrible suffering of our Lord, physically and spiritually, on Holy Thursday night, the betrayal of one of his apostles, one of his first bishops, the betrayal of his people. He came to save them, who came to deliver them from eternal death. And this is what they give him in return. What return do you give to Christ for all the gifts that he has given to you? Are you like them, or are you like the faithful apostles who followed Christ to the Garden of Gethsemane, the wine press, where the olives and the grapes are pressed, one for olive oil, which is used for the sacraments, and then the other one, the grapes, which are used for the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. For it is necessary that it be proper wine and with a few drops of water that is consecrated in order for it to be legitimately, validly, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in the holy sacrament of the Eucharist, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the oil which is used in all the sacraments, baptism for babies, and gift of sacred chrism, which is the presence of the Holy Spirit, on the heads of the babies, on the hands of the priests, the heads of the bishops, and all the sacred vessels, on the altars, and everything else that is around us that is sacred and holy, in the confirmation of our children and ourselves, and also in the last rites that we give to those who are almost ready for death, so that the gift of the oil that has been transformed into sacred chrism, we shall see that these sacraments are valid, these sacraments are real. And then, of course, we see the drama, the sacred drama that unfolds, as we have heard, and as we shall continue to celebrate this week. The betrayal of Christ, the handing over of Christ to his enemies, who are supposed to be his children, his torture, his death, and then his crucifixion on the cross, and all the evils that go with it, but from which come forth all the good, all the holy, wondrous goods that remain with us even unto the end of time, unto the resurrection and the ascension into heaven. And so these are the days in which salvation was won by none other than the Son of God and the Son of Mary, Now, of course, as we have seen since last Sunday, as we begin Passiontide, the images are covered. They are, as it were, hiding. They're in retreat, in total and complete retreat from the things of this world. And we too should be in retreat from the things of this world, to give up all the evils of this world, to follow Christ completely and wholly. It is not a time to relax and to have fun. It is a time to join in the suffering of Christ. So these days are holy, and we need to follow them as they are. And we need to join ourselves to Christ, who gives himself in the most holy sacrament of the altar, in the most holy sacrament of the priesthood, who gives himself through his passion, death, and resurrection, in all the other sacraments, beginning for us with the fount of salvation, the fount of baptism by water and the Holy Spirit. Let us then not waste our time on nonsense, not waste our time on the things of this world. In fact, the things of this world ought to make us ashamed that we belong to them. All the evils that are performed by our brothers and sisters in Christ, all the evils that are performed by those who do not believe in Christ, and who will not have the gift of salvation. But salvation comes from the Lord, and it is given only to those who believe and follow and obey Christ. And so let us follow Christ with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind, with our whole body. Let us not throw away the gifts that Christ our Lord has given to us. Let us suffer with him that we may rejoice with him, with his Holy Mother, with his angels, and with his saints. And so on this week, so holy that it is called holy, let us follow Christ step by step as we follow him in the sacred mysteries of the altar, when we relive the mysteries of his passion, his death, and that next Saturday night of his glorious resurrection. Let us turn our lives to him. Let us open our hearts to him. Let us give ourselves to him in all that he has given to us, for it is all a gift, and he wants it back. But he wants it back willingly and lovingly from each and every one of us. To him, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, be all honor, worship, and glory forever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.